This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have some breaking news. A Florida jury has recommended life in prison without parole, not the death sentence, but life in prison without parole for Nicholas Cruz. Nicholas Cruz is now 24 years old, but he was the one who back in 2018 murdered 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. He pleaded guilty last year, and today is when we finally got the verdict by the jury. Apparently, under Florida law, a death sentence could only have been handed down if jurors unanimously recommended he be executed. So it appears not all the jurors wanted the death penalty, so he got life in prison. He killed 14 students that day and three staff members. The verdict said, the jury said they could not unanimously agree that he should be executed. Reuters initially reported that the jury did recommend the death penalty, but then they issued a correction shortly after. So death sentence requires a unanimous vote. So he did confess. He sat there kind of emotionless, just stared down at the table. Family and friends of the victims were obviously emotional. They reacted to the verdict. Many looked angry. People had wanted, obviously, some closure to this. Life in prison, even though without parole, many people don't trust that there's going to be legislation in the future that says, you know what, let's start limiting sentences and let's start. So it's a very contentious, challenging time for victims, family victims, when the criminal that assaulted or caused the death of their family member still can be on the same planet. So I understand how difficult that must be. Also how difficult it probably was for the jurors. They had to see for 3 months graphic videos, photos, heart-wrenching testimony. They had to tour the school that still had blood spattered on it. And it's just, when you look at individuals, and he pled guilty, so we don't have to now say alleged, but when you look at individuals who do something like this, you are still in disbelief that we have humans that have no problem murdering children, murdering other humans. I've been watching the Jeffrey Dahmer show. It's hard to watch. I don't know if I could recommend it, per se. It's slow, it's graphic, and it's long and it's disturbing. But for those of you that want to kind of understand, how mental illness can sometimes be pervasive in somebody and how they could act on it, this does enlighten you. I mean, for me, I've seen it. I know about it. You have sick individuals, and it's like you're talking to a non-human. But when you see somebody like this, Nicholas Cruz, who did what he did, and you see like Jeffrey Dahmer, and you have to be careful with Hollywood depictions of it, you start to realize that the people you know are unique. They're wonderful. They're blessed. But we are in a jungle, and there are animals out there. And there are animals that don't give a crap about society, about laws, about votes, about You know, there were two officers that were gunned down. Apparently, they were, this just happened, two Bristol police officers from Connecticut were called to a domestic violence emergency call. This was late Wednesday night, so they go. They do their job. What was an ambush? The gunman made a fake call and then ambushed them with an AR-15-style rifle. Killed them. You know, what's going on here? It really makes us realize that humans can be fairly disgusting. Not all humans, but that, you know, there are plenty of examples of humans doing horrific, horrible things. And we can't let our guard down. And we keep saying, well, we need to fight mental illness. We need to fight mental illness. Well, what are we doing? When somebody is weird and giving somebody the heebie-jeebies, what are we doing? Well, we don't want to look like we're committing ableism. We don't want to look like we're committing prejudice. We don't want to look like we're stereotyping. But on the flip side, you look at all the individuals Jeffrey Dahmer came across, and you're like, not one of them thought about calling the police saying something's not right with this guy? Meanwhile, he was murdering for years. This massacre that Nicholas Cruz did was one of the deadliest mass shootings that have ever gone to trial. Many, many mass shooters get killed in the process or get shot. But, people had said that, you know, there was something up with him. Now, again, we do not want to, like I said, commit ableism. We don't want to look at somebody who could have a mental health disability and discriminate and bias against them. But what if we're talking about somebody who could be a potential shooter? What do you do? I don't think society knows what to do. Everybody is so worried about not ticking other people off and looking biased and all that, that they don't realize that there could be somebody who has a significant issue. And when somebody says, well, look, healthy people can be murderers too, anybody who wants to murder somebody else is unhealthy, is not mentally stable. Now, I'm not saying they always exhibit signs, but I really find, just like the Uvalde shooter, I really doubt that this person had a completely normal, you know, reputation. So anybody who would kill like this is obviously suffering from an illness. I don't know what the answer is. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, I'm sorry. I'm seeing the word inflation. Forget it. Let's just go right to it. We have some breaking news where our key inflation measure has climbed to a 40-year high. And shoppers are now bracing for quote-unquote more pain, according to MSN. The consumer price index rose 8.2% in the year through September. That's what the government said Thursday. That was higher than what most economic forecasts were. It also marked a very small slowdown from the August pace. So the inflation isn't rising at a high speed, but it's still rising. They say core inflation, which removes food and energy costs, rose to a one-year rate of 6.6%, which is the highest since 1982. So the Federal Reserve and what they're trying to do is up for debate on if they are behind the times, if they aren't doing enough rate hikes. And the whole purpose of the rate hike is they want, if people stop spending, then there's going to be more supply than demand, and then prices will go down. I just don't know if that's the right way to go. And we are going to, as a result, see, you know, the market, housing market fall. We're going to see, you know, it changes in terms of loans and car payments. And I think it does cause a snowball effect. And I don't think the feds can do much. They're going to say, well, what we're doing is we're staving it off. We're going to ride the wave, but, you know, hopefully the wave will be shorter. I don't know. So the core consumer price index is an inflation measure that excludes volatile food and energy prices. It rose 6.6 in the year through September. That's according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economists surveyed by Bloomberg held a median forecast that would only be 6.5. So it was a little higher. The print marked the fastest price growth since 1982 and a huge uptick from the previous month, which was 6.3%. So people are thinking that maybe inflation is worsening. I do. I can't tell you how many times people tried to correct me saying, you know, this isn't really bad inflation. It's not a recession. It's not a, I'm sorry, I go to the grocery store. It sucks. I don't want to go grocery shopping. I'm going to have to go grocery shopping Sunday night. I don't want to go because I don't want to spend another $100 or $200 on groceries. I don't want to do it. And it stinks because, you know, I sometimes think to myself, you know what? I could pick up a couple burgers and I'll save money. I don't want to do that for the, I want my kids to eat healthy. But when I buy a salad, when I buy these things, or vegetables for the salad, by the time I get done, it's expensive. Trust me, I'm not going to quote Dr. Oz and his crudité and him, you know, because I don't really know what crudité is. I guess it's like a veggie tray. But he wasn't wrong in saying, look, when you try to make a vegetable plate, when you are trying to, you know, feed your family healthy food, it's getting expensive. They say shelter prices led the way. The government's related index climbed 0.7% through the month. Housing counts for roughly one-third of the average household spending, and it counts for even a larger slice of core inflation. So I'm in my area, we're seeing apartment prices go up, we're seeing mortgage rates go up. Part of the mortgage rates also include the percentages and the financing percentages, so that, you know, that all adds to it. They say gas and food inflation has generally eased up from levels seen earlier in 2022, but housing costs are taking their place. They say transportation services like airfare, mass transit, that climbed 1.9% last month. That's the largest one-month increase across core CPI components. Medical services followed with a 1% jump. Medical services is something that we're also going to be talking about. Patients are calling in saying, I had to pay this much, and I don't notice a difference. I'm, you know, making the same amount. But these companies are charging more. Your deductibles are still high. You know, it's somebody had been in labor, went to the hospital. There was an obstetrician there in the OBER, because now they're setting up these OBERs. Patient, there was like, I think, a $1,000 bill. Patient had to pay half of it. If insurance isn't paying, covering it, patients get the cost. That's a whole other issue. So they say the consumer price index measure rose 8.2% in the year through September. According to a report, it exceeded the projected 8.1% increase. So, and they have a lot of other sort of details here that I'm not going to necessarily go into. But they say the core index is viewed as a better tracker of underlying inflation pressures. Food, energy costs can go back and forth month to month, can blur the overall trend. So when they look at the core costs, that seems to be a better predictor. So as a result, we saw drops in the stock market, and I don't really like to judge the stock market because I've seen stock markets go up and down depending on elections, depending on, you know, I think when Trump won the 2016 election, I think the stock market jumped up, but then when he lost, the stock market also went up that same day. So I don't know if it's just a post-election boom. I don't know if it has to do with the candidate. So you guys might know more about that. But the point I need to make is we have been wanting things to start to subside and improve. COVID is not done, but we are out of the quote-unquote pandemic emergence stage. We still do have COVID, and we still have people calling out, and we still have issues with, you know, supply chain, and there's still some idiots doing mandates, and I really don't understand that. But we should be getting back on our feet. And instead, there were some decisions that were made during COVID and post-COVID that is affecting us now. And it could have gone a whole different way. And since we spent so much, we're continuing to spend. We're not going to be bringing in extra money to pay down the debt because we're writing off student debt. These things are going to translate to higher costs for us, higher taxes. And once a company is like, you know what, I'm spending more. So, I mean, I don't know who the first person is, but when restaurants say, look, things are costing me more, when doctors say things are costing me more, although they really can't ask for more money because insurance will pay them the same crappy, you know, rate that they've always paid. But if somebody says, look, it costs me more to stock my store. It costs me more to buy this food. It costs my truckers more because of gas. That price goes to you. Now you and your store is going, but I have to pay more. So if I have to pay more, I'm charging more. It is going to take a long time until we could get individuals to go to say, you know what? Okay, we can charge you less. You could save money. So if you save money, now please turn around and pass that down to the consumer. Once you flip that switch, it is really hard to flip it back. And my worry is even if prices do come down, you're going to have so many individuals going, okay, I'm screwed. I went through my savings. I don't care. I'm going to make whatever money I can. If I could get people to pay this price, I'm going to do it. You also have people looking at what's happening with politics. And if fast food workers are going to be making $22 an hour in California, then they're looking at, okay, then I'm going to have to pay crap load more. And then if my labor costs are going up, I better start collecting the money. I better start, and so it's this, everything is going up. Crime. If you want to lower inflation, get a hold of crime. But when somebody loses part of their retail merchandise to people stealing, or if somebody feels like they need to close down their business, like we're hearing in southern Texas, stores are closing early so people could get home during the daylight so they don't necessarily get attacked by, let's say, a criminal migrant, not a good person migrant, but a criminal. If they have to close down their store early, then they're not making sales. And if they're not making sales, they're making less money, which means they're going to have to charge more during the day, during the times that they're open. It's a snowball effect. You better fix crime. We need to get everybody on board in terms of the hysteria of raising prices. We need to make more in America. We can't be relying on these other countries and letting them charge whatever they're charging us. If we want more control over prices, then we should have more made in America, especially when it comes to our fuel. We need to get our fuel more independent and not be relying on the Saudis and anybody else. And we just need to, you know, stop spending so much and printing money such that the value of the dollar is going to become the peso. We need to do things differently. And it's all about spending, spending, spending. You know, people say, gosh, you know, Biden is spending a lot. He hasn't even touched the surface. They wanted to do universal health care. They wanted to write off all college debt. Man, the poop is about to hit the fan. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. inflation eased slightly in September to 8.2%, but underlying prices, excluding energy and food, accelerated to a new four-decade high of 6.6%. In August, the Biden administration announced that eligible American students will be able to apply for thousands of dollars in student loan forgiveness. Many Republicans oppose the idea, stating that they believe taxpayers will be on the hook. North Carolina Republican Congressman Greg Murphy says he doesn't think the administration should have the power to make that decision.
It's just a frivolous campaign promise that he's trying to fulfill to his far left.
The Chicago Bears host the Washington Commanders in tonight's edition of Thursday Night Football. The Bears are 2-3, while the Commanders are 1-4. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I had opened the show talking about how maybe medicine needs to not be political, because we have students taking vows, acknowledging their privilege, wanting to take on police brutality, climate change, they could get themselves into more trouble than they think. And as I've said, patients need to feel that if they go to their medical provider, they're not going to be discriminated against if they are conservative or liberal or black or white. I mean, I've had to take care of Nazis. I, you know, wasn't happy about it, but I'm a physician. My job is to take care of anybody. And somebody who has a swastika on their chest, they're still my patient. And when he came to the ER, I still had to And that's my oath. My oath is to take care of everyone. So when you saw that medical students at the University of Minnesota took an oath, you know, to fight racism and to fight, I'm not exactly sure what somebody does when you have, you know, somebody that, you know, I mean, when I had a patient who grabbed my boob or grabbed my butt in the ER, I still had to save their life. And so I'm not sure how I fight misogyny or how I fight assault or how I fight, I mean, I got to take care of them and I have to be a doctor first. So it is going to definitely, you know, cause some questions and it is already, as you know, people are wondering, you know, what's going to happen if their student, if the future of medicine is going to, if let's say you believe the climate is changing for another reason than what Biden thinks, are you going to feel a bias by your medical provider? So as I think politics need to stay out of medicine, I also think politics need to stay out of the economy. But they don't. And so one of the headlines today was the Saudis have released a statement saying Biden did try and delay oil production cut until after the midterms. He didn't want gas prices to spike before the midterms. And so this is something that, again, this is where when politics get involved, we don't seem to benefit very, very well. So this is being reported by Daily Mail. They say a bombshell statement from Saudi Arabia states that the Biden administration reached out and pleaded with them to delay the OPEC deal to cut oil production until after the midterms, which means they knew about it, but they wanted to make sure that they could still get through an election. That bothers me because, again, what is the primary focus? Is the primary focus, like with doctors, is it the patient or is it the politics? Is the primary focus the country or is it winning an election? I told you guys, for a politician, their main job, a politician's main job above all other jobs is to keep their office or to get reelected or to help their party. It's supposed to be America, but it's not. They're a politician. So the job is politics. The job isn't being an economist. The job is politics. Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said Thursday morning that U.S. officials suggested postponing the decision to reduce output by 2 million barrels a day if they could postpone it by a month until after November 8th. The kingdom brushed off suggestions that it sided with Russia by insisting that it took a principled position on the Ukraine war and said the OPEC decision was entirely based on economics and not politics. The White House responded furiously after the statement, claiming Saudi Arabia is trying to spin or reflect, and reiterated, or deflect, I'm thinking is the word, and reiterated that Biden will reevaluate the relationship with the longstanding allies. So the OPEC decision last week had left the Biden administration holding, you know, they're scrambling and bracing for another spike in gas prices. Gas prices will come up as there's less supply. We know it. And we knew that any sort of improvement we had in terms of gas prices after the summer vacation rush was going to be short-lived. So the White House, so spokesman John Kirby, National Security White House advisor, says the Saudi Foreign Ministry can try to spin or deflect, but the facts are simple. And he said, in recent weeks, the Saudis conveyed to us privately and publicly their intention to reduce oil production, which they knew would increase Russian revenues and blunt the effectiveness of sanctions. So what had happened is OPEC Plus announced it would cut oil production by 2 million barrels per day. That's a lot. And we rely on the Saudis because we're trying not to do our own oil production, which is, I think, a big mistake. This is a huge blow to the Biden administration. Production cuts are already jacking up prices. So the average cost of gallon went up to $3.91. My neck of the woods, we're at $6. So California, Nevada, the West has higher prices, but the average is about $3.91 right now. So that went up 8 cents from last week. So Kirby says the country that benefits the most from this 2 million barrel cut is Russia. He says the cut allows Putin to continue to fund his war, making machine, and it certainly gave Mr. Putin a sense of comfort here. So this back and forth is a, is, it's, you know, it shows that, you know, that, the politics and our economy and what we're dealing with is very political. It means that, that the top priority is the election and not necessarily what we're dealing with. I mean, rather than spending all this time trying to negotiate when this is done, you know, what sort of negotiations were done to have Saudi Arabia not do this? Now, you guys might know more. Remember French President Macron corrected Biden on camera when Biden was saying, well, we're going to go to the Saudis, and he was like, the Saudis don't have, you know, the supply that we think, and Macron kind of corrected him, and I don't know what's going on with Macron either. There's some stuff going on there, but... you know, there we have options, and we don't want to use those options because America wants to have, or the Biden administration wants to have before the election, that soundbite or that narrative of, you see, we decreased our greenhouse emissions, we've lessened our carbon footprint, we've cut our reliance on fossil fuels, and meanwhile we're going to other countries. Now, I thought this was all about global. And this is all about, you know, the global earth and climate change, global warming. So it really seems a little hypocritical when you're going to other countries for your dirty work when, and you know, so, we are, as I've said before, looking at, probably a rough winter. And prices are going to go up. People are not, or they're going to run out of the money that they got from the government. There's only going to be so much that the government can shell out. And the biggest worry I have is the government is making decisions on the money, and they're almost spending so much now that I feel like we really are going to need their help in the next year or two, and we're not going to be able to do it. This is not the time to write off student loan debt. What they should do is go to the colleges and have the colleges pay off the student loan debt. But we need those trillions of dollars coming in for the student loans. That's why we agreed as a country to loan the money out. So have the colleges pay off the student loan debt if you want student loan debt paid off, but let that money come in. We're going to need it. We're going to have poverty. We're going to have more homelessness. We're going to have a very cold, rough winter. We might have a big, nasty superstorm, God forbid. And on top of that, now we're going to have fuel and gas prices up. And if gas prices are going up, then people aren't going to go to the restaurants. They're not going to go and travel. They're not going to go and take that extra trip. They're going to want to work from home. This is going to be a snowball effect. So now trying to say, well, we're going to now reevaluate our relationship with the Saudis. You know, if you couldn't, then, you know what, forget them. Then fine. You know, then don't give them the money for their oil. We produce it ourselves. Aren't we rich in resources? 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Adali, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my Facebook followers had reached out and asked if I thought Putin was full of blank, and are people taking his threats seriously? And if they are, why are they taking them seriously? So one of the things that has, again, resurfaced is Russia and Putin always threatening nuclear war. In the latest rant, he has threatened World War III if Ukraine is granted membership into NATO. It's according to a Russian Security Council official. TASS quoted Alexander Venediktov, Deputy Secretary of Russia's Security Council, saying Kyiv is well aware that such a step would mean a guaranteed escalation to World War III. Now, Venediktov, who is Deputy to Security Council Secretary Nikolai Patrushev, is a Putin ally, and they felt that Ukraine's application was propaganda as the West understood the consequences of Ukrainian membership to NATO. And one of you had a few months ago saying you want to support Ukraine, but if Ukraine joins NATO, does that mean we are at war with Putin day one? So I am no foreign policy specialist. I am no military expert, but I think your guys' suspicions are right. Putin does have a lot of hot air, but he also is crazy and has, I think, these delusions of grandeur, and he wants to be the next Stalin. And so he might take things and escalate things. I do really think it's in his wheelhouse. And I think if he gets desperate, he would. And NATO membership means, which is why it has to be unanimous, and every single country has to vote yes for Ukraine to join. Once Ukraine is a part of NATO, that means all hands on deck. It's all for one and one for all. So Ukraine joining NATO is actually kind of a test for people to put their money where their mouth is. So if we have all these countries in support of Ukraine, and they want to help Ukraine, and they're giving billions and billions and billions of dollars, then you should, if you really want Ukraine to survive this, then you want them in NATO. It'll be interesting to see which countries vote against it. I'm of the understanding that it is going to move forward, but I just don't know if when the vote would be. You guys might know more than that. Full membership is going to require consent from all 30 NATO members. There is going to be, obviously, territorial disputes. Well, you know, what part of Ukraine? Is it the part of Ukraine that Russia owns or is claiming they own? Is it Ukraine in its totality? Because any sort of invasion in a border of a country of NATO will require a response from all the NATO countries. Now, I don't know if it works by, okay, you know what, Poland, you're going to sit this one out this week. We're just going to use Germany and France for the first assault. I'm not sure how that goes. I don't even know if they're that organized. But it's not as simple as, okay, we're just going to include them into NATO. Putin on September 1 warned the West that he was not bluffing when he would be ready to use nuclear weapons to defend Russian territory after announcing his intentions to take Ukrainian sovereign land. So Biden has said the world is now facing the biggest risk of nuclear Armageddon since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis. And I know people, you know, criticize Biden for that. Honestly, there's so many other things that Biden says. I'm not necessarily going to be critical that much of that. I probably wouldn't have used the terms Armageddon. That's a little Hollywood. But I think he is right. We do need to take the threat seriously. We are closer to nuclear war than we've been in the past because Putin is, you know, being very Hitler-esque in terms of his ambitions, in terms of what we're being told is happening to prisoners. And so you do have to be prepared for that. So I do agree that this is something we do need to be prepared for. So then what happens with NATO? Right? Are NATO countries going to walk the walk? So are they going to allow Ukraine in? And then are they going to immediately the next day send troops to defend Ukraine? Is that good for America? Some of you are mixed. Some of you can't stand the fact that we are sending billions upon billions upon billions of dollars to Ukraine, and it doesn't look like it's going to stop anytime soon. Will this make it stop? Will finally there be an engagement with the Russian army put an end to this right away? This is one end. I'm not saying this is how I feel, but I mean, think about it. Ukraine now has been doing a fantastic job, and that's just Ukraine alone these 8 months. Imagine if NATO gets involved, or the NATO countries. Maybe it'll end. On the flip side, many of you are thinking, look, we do not lose any more American soldiers to a war that doesn't necessarily affect us. We will help, we will support, but we save our men and women. or our service people. I don't know if we're allowed to call them men and women anymore. I'm still really confused on where we are with all that, especially with military. So, you know, there's arguments for both sides. I'm kind of the thinking that if we know we have a snake, you know, you cut the head off. I mean, you could try to reason with the snake and all that, but if you are suspecting that this snake is going to come back and bite you, maybe deal with the snake head on. And I'm wondering if we are going to a year or two into this, after billions of dollars spent and thousands upon thousands of Ukrainians dead, and we see Putin not letting up and joining forces with Iran and Syria and, who knows, Saudi Arabia and China, that we might say, you know, we could have really addressed this, you know, months ago and now not be in this position. But if Ukraine joins NATO, then we are going to be in this position. So then the next question is if it's going to be inevitable for Ukraine to join NATO, then are we already of the mindset that, yes, we're going to send in troops? I mean, are we sending in troops or not? If we're not, then we don't let Ukraine join NATO. I'm not saying to not let Ukraine join NATO, but we seem to be all about let's let Ukraine join NATO. But you keep saying you don't want to send troops, you don't want to get U.S. troops involved. You got to pick one. You got to show some cojones. You got to pick one. So with Russia threatening World War III, yeah, he keeps threatening, he keeps threatening, he keeps threatening. But I had said early on this could very easily turn into World War III. Absolutely. Because I think there are countries waiting for a fight. I think China has no problem going to war with the U.S. I think they have been mentally preparing this for a while. I think Russia also. I think Russia feels like they're at the point of no return, so let's just double down. I think there are countries dying for this and for a reset. You keep hearing in the news, you know, yeah, the Depression, the Great Depression was ended, you know, by the war, World War II. You have some people saying, you know, a war is going to help us out of this economic crisis. There are people who would love a war. I don't. I don't want World War III. But when you already have people kind of saying, oh, maybe that's what needs to happen, then you sadly will have people egging this on. And if Russia wants to use nuclear and is just licking his chops, you know, to use his nukes and to play a peeing contest with everybody, we would be looking at nuclear war. Not cool. And also, what he claims to do, you can't ever take seriously. So when he says, no, 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 we're only going to be attacking strategic military sites, he's going after civilians. It's a bad situation. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.